get the same old feel every time you hear.
Barry White. From Barry White to Baynard Woods. Senior editor of the City Paper. How are you, Baynard?
I'm doing well, though. I don't know that I can live up to that transition you set up for me. Although it's appropriate, because this is our sex issue.
I know, right? I was just about to say that.
Barry White is often led to sex.
What does that mean, a sex issue?
What was that?
What does that mean, a sex issue?
Well, so it's an issue where we have the feature story, as well as a number of other stories, deal with matters of sex. And so there's some really interesting, fun stuff in there, but also some really serious stuff. So in the Bobtown Beat, we look at the bills for transgender equality that are coming up in the legislature and at various bills that are introduced dealing with sex crime and trying to reform, putting some new things on the books to deal with perpetrators. We have a profile of the woman who owns the Crazy Russian, the cabaret out on Route 40, a Ukrainian woman, actually not Russian, who came here about 20 years ago and had this dream to open up an old European-style cabaret. Chase Lisbon, who long ago, in 1999, started a sort of underground alt-porn website, has now even made this really fascinating feature-length film that just came out, that instead of, like, using a story to set up, some sex scenes to tell this really sad story about sort of about the ways that we get lost, you know, and him and the star and another producer of the film had this similar thing where their lives fell apart as they were filming this in rural Arkansas. And we had Harley, our one of our art critics, gave... reviewing a straight up goes to where Atlantis used to be, where John Waters Pecker was filmed. And so he wonders why and thinks about why there are no gay strip clubs left in Baltimore.
And what's the answer?
Well, it's really interesting, his answers, because Pittsburgh, with about half the population, has four. But he thinks that it's when they allowed strip bars to go all nude, that it's the difference in the ways that we view naked bodies, and that the penis as revealed is a much different thing, and takes some of the allure away. He was surprised at how much he really loved the experience. And then Kate Drabinski, a professor at UMBC, who's starting to write a column for us. She's been the conventioneer. She goes out to conventions about the scene, the boat show or the fireman's convention, or she has a really fascinating article looking at sex in public, what our laws against sex say about us as a and cruising culture in Mount Vernon, in gay culture. It's really a fascinating. So I think we have a nice package put together.
That's interesting. This is I was joking at the top of the hour, but some really good, very serious stuff in here that I think that people can really read and get something from and learn something from. You also, what is this piece about why we must remain wild-hearted outsiders?
That's the movie that, so the We Must Remain the Wild-Hearted Outsiders, which actually comes from the title, great title, I think, from a Bexy's Midnight Runner song. And this is the movie that Chase Lisbon and Amanda Pemberton made. And it's a fascinating story that they're all tattooed and pretty radical looking, and they ended up in Cotter, Arkansas, where he had grown up. His father was a sound man for the band Black Oak Arkansas, and they were in this really isolated community and started making this film that is really...
I'm sorry, say that again, Baynard, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mark. Is that better?
Yep.
Okay, great. Something's been wrong with our phone service. We also have a lot of non-sex stuff this week. We have a DJ Spooky, the
yes,
internationally famous artist, is doing a program at MICA this semester, or this whole year, actually, as a visiting artist in residence. And so he's teaching a course there. And so we have a really nice profile about his methods.
So, Baynard, this is always great to have you on. Baynard Woods, of course, senior editor of the City Paper, talking about this week's issue out now on the newsstands. Just open the box and take one out. Baynard, thank you so much.
All right, talk to you soon, Mark.
Very soon. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com or go to steinershow.org and click on MeQ, Baltimore's credit union's banner at the top of the page. Thank you all for being with us today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Henry and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Alex Boston and Matt Malice. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. You can find out information about our guests and what we've been talking about on the air by just visiting steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our podcasts as well on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner, going out here with a little Run DMC performing Hit and Run on Soul Train. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.